Hey, it's Tommy. Well, it's too late. I've got an outage on everything. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that President Trump was never briefed on intelligence that Russia had put a bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because there wasn't corroborating evidence. But former intelligence officials say presidents are routinely informed about intelligence even when it's not definitely confirmed. They say that it strains to think that Mr. Trump would not have been told of something so important, whether corroborated or not. And Mr. Trump has been criticized by both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer as being too soft on Russian President Vladimir Putin and distracted by less important issues. The president has called reports of the intelligence assessments a hoax and has so far declined to address whether the U.S. has or will respond to Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it was taken seriously and handled appropriately. The number of COVID-19-related deaths worldwide jumped by nearly 5,000 within a 24-hour period, taking the total to more than 520,000 in the United States. That figure changes slightly, with more than 128,000 deaths. The number of infections continued to surge around the world and in the U.S. with more than 10.8 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.7 million in the United States. The government is recommending that travelers wear face mask coverings during air travel and says airlines should consider limiting capacity on planes to promote social distancing, but it stops short of making new requirements. Transportation, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services departments made the recommendations in a wide-ranging report on Thursday about making the air travel system safer during the pandemic. The issue of limiting seats gained new urgency this week when American Airlines joined United Airlines in trying to fill every seat on each flight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Grande.